For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Free Aziz! Welcome to the Bullpen Commute. We're waving the flag for Free and Aziz because three games is a lot of games. For those who don't know, this is the first Bullpen Commute. We're just driving to work and we're on the phone and we're going to talk about the Texans and maybe other things too. Who knows? So we'll see. Tom, how's the commute going for you so far? You just get on the road?
Just got started. So far, so good. My apartment complex, it's got like an interesting in and out. So I normally gauge how good my commute's going by how easy it is to get in and out of my apartment. And today we got in and out pretty quick.
Sweet. Well, I've been on the road for a minute. I just hit the traffic part of my commute. So pretty slow moving right now, but we're getting there. We're getting there. I don't know, man. I mean, the big news is obviously Aziz, but I mean, Christian Harris, they reported again. I assume Aaron Wilson was like, I reported this a little bit back, but I should probably say it again. But he put out pretty late the other night that that they still expect Christian Harris to come back week 15. I think that's huge. I think that even though they don't necessarily play the exact same position, it does really help out with the talent deficit in that room. How do you feel about that part of things, like getting Christian Harris back when Aziz goes on IR or when Aziz goes on suspension?
I mean, I'm really excited about it, but I'm excited about it for the postseason. I can't really like expect him to just show up day one and be the animal that he was, you know, at the end of the season last year. I think much like, you know, Danico Autry, there's going to have to be like a getting the game speed type thing going on. And I don't expect him to just be lights out week one. I think it's going to take a couple weeks to get him going. He'll definitely be a welcome addition in that room, like you said. But I expect a little rust. I don't expect him to be flawless right out the gate. And those teams, you're probably going to require it. So I imagine there's going to be some criticism on the back end of that. You know, maybe Christian Harris is off step. Maybe he's not as good. And maybe the injury is still bothering him, and so on and so forth. I just really hope people temper those expectations, and we see him flying around the football field like we know he can towards, you know, week 17.
I think it's important to remember that at the beginning of the season, people were caught, like, I make this comparison a lot, but I feel like most fan bases are probably like this, but I'd compare it to the Israelites leaving Egypt, you know, and being like, maybe we were better off as slaves, like, at the beginning of the season, looking back and being like, oh, you know, Danielle Hunter doesn't even have a sack yet. I wish we still had Jonathan Grenard. And now I just saw a graphic the other day. This week, the Texans duo of Will Anderson Jr. and Jonathan Grenard have Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter have 19 and a half sacks. And then Jonathan Grenard and I can't remember who he's paired with out there in Minnesota, but they've got 19 sacks. So right now we're kind of on the better side of that statistic. And I think that at worst, they're comparable situations. So the Texans kind of moved from one player to another and didn't lose anything. So, I mean, I'm going to give Christian Harris his grace, and I agree with you. I don't necessarily think that he needs to come back and move heaven and earth, but it's nice to have him return and see him take the field and get a feel for where he is. Another thing about the Aziz situation is that he posted on Instagram, he said, if you want me to be your villain, that's cool, I'll do it. And that he's taken that on. It was a picture of like the Joker, a picture of him and the guys on the field. But the thing that took me about that was the comment section. So that's what I want to ask you. A lot of the players on the team came into the comment section on that and were like, oh, hey, yeah, we're with you 10 toes down. Like, what do you make of that? How do you think, not just now, but the future of the team is affected by the decision to really back Aziz? Because someone brought up a really good point I saw that, like, defensive players are going to want to come and play for the Texans in the future because they've seen how Nick and D'Amico have handled this. But what do you think of that aspect of the situation?
I really don't see that as changing much from what they've already been. You look at what D'Amico Ryans has advertised as a player's coach. You look at what Nick Caserio has advertised. He really feels like a player's GM. So for those guys to come to his defense and really, you know, support a player, it's really on brand for them. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, there might be some positive pub, but I think that was always the case anyway. I really feel like Nick and D'Amico have done a really good job of trying to get the right guys in their locker room, and then they've supported them every chance they could. So when you've seen, you know, struggling players, they've rebounded and excelled. And then, you know, obviously with this issue, I think, you know, this only favors them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think specifically Nick Caserio going out of his way to come up with, like, he had like three well thought out references as to why the league has been inconsistent. He didn't try and defend the hit itself. I think that was the smart thing to do. So in my eyes, like, and in both cases, right, they're like, they're attacking the valid arguments to make on the situation, which is that yes, Aziz hit Trevor Lawrence in a way that was illegal. Trevor Lawrence is injured. Sure. Like, it's bad. It's not like we're, as Texans fans, being like, I hope Aziz injures every quarterback we play, or I hope every hit that Aziz delivers is just absolutely brutal and crushes every player. But, like, Aziz said it best. You know, when he goes out there, he is trying to reach that fine line between a hit that's too much and the right amount. So, like, sometimes it goes over. But Nick found the right approach of like, hey, inconsistency, that's what we're frustrated with. The NFL has not been consistent in enforcing this, and three games is a lot for a player who's never been suspended. D'Amico stepping up and being like, hey, like, I think we're overreacting a bit. That was an illegal hit, but we're standing by Aziz. We think that maybe people are making a bit much of this. And so I think that every step of the way, the Texans organization has handled this well. Someone pointed out that Cal and Hannah were in the room when Nick delivered his remarks about the inconsistencies, and there was people observing the way they received that, and they were 100% on board based on their body language when that statement was being delivered. So from the top down in this organization, you get the feeling that you're going to get that support when things go down like this, which is what you could apply that to football. You could apply that to day-to-day life. If I'm at work and something like this happens and I'm in that, like, you know, okay, I did something wrong, but like, I want my organization support that, like, they're going to back me because they know that, like, my work history does not make me to be this person that people are trying to paint me to be. So I think that there's a boost there. I wouldn't be surprised, like, if some players, like, hey, the money's comparable between the Texans and insert other team here. But, like, you know, obviously, like you said, this is not unexpected. This is what we expected from the Texans. This has been consistent with who they are. But now they have a specific example to point to where they look at and they go, oh, I remember how the Texans backed Aziz. And so I think I'm going to go with the Texans over this other team when I make my decision. So I think that that's going to be hugely beneficial for the Texans in the future. It could be, like, it's not going to be the, like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be the sole reason any person chooses to come here, but when it comes down to it, if they're looking for a reason to make a decision, it could be like a tipping point, potentially. But I mean, I don't know.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
One thing that I'd like to talk about is how you feel this affects the team going. So the Texans are going to the bye week 8-5. I think maybe it's a little overblown how bad they've been in wins or how mediocre or underperforming they've been. But there is that element to the Texans, and you start to question, is this a Super Bowl team? I know that you've always been on the side of maybe that was a bit of a too much of a bump in expectations going into the season. But after seeing the way the Texans handled this situation and going into a bye week, how much do you think it's important to see them go into this bye week and then come out of it with all that's happened, like a rejuvenated team that's like maybe taking a step because of all that's happened, like motivated by seeing how the Texans handled this situation or how the league has painted them? Another point to make is that it feels like the league is kind of pushing the Texans into the same territory that the Astros and Rockets and really Houston sports have played recently, of like the villain is what a lot of people are saying. Do you think that pushing the Texans into this villain role should be expected to motivate them to be significantly better coming out of the bye week?
I don't necessarily look at it like that, with the whole the Houston sports teams are the villains, that sort of thing. I think it just kind of worked its way out that way. I definitely don't feel that way about the Rockets, but to answer the other question with, you know, how this works for the team, I really feel like this galvanizes them. You know, it gives them something to fight for. You know, this team was tired. This is like one of the latest bye weeks for any team all season. So when you think about playing, you know, what, 14 weeks straight, that's a lot of football. In past seasons, you know, that would be towards the end of the year for a lot of teams. So you know, then you can come back, kind of lock in. But then now they have their own Biltmore materials. You know, the league doesn't want them to win. You know, we're the bad guys. Okay. So now we're going to go play that. And I think for them, you know, anything that they can use to their advantage, being a young team that's really hungry, is a plus. You've got leaders in there that are really, really vocal. And I think they'll absolutely lean in on this. I believe Will Anderson will lean in on this. I believe, you know, Joe Mixon will use this to fuel this team. And as a fan, you love it.
No, yeah, 100%. I think that, I mean, honestly, the angle that I would take is that more so it would be more disappointing on the other end if the team does, if it continues to go the way that it has. I mean, I've kind of shifted to your viewpoint. Like, this is D'Amico's second year. I think making the playoffs and maintaining, a steady flow of success in that regard and taking steps forward in the future is what this team should be focused on. But to come out of the bye week after all that's happened to me and continue to be the same way, it would more confirm to me that this team's not really looking to make that push. They're not really in that let's go take a Super Bowl mentality, which is, I don't want to say it's fine, but it's really more answering that question for me is what I'd be looking to see. But I do think this could be a catalyst for taking this team from the, hey, we've made progress and we're getting better mentality to the, hey, we're like a force to be reckoned with. We already have an elite level defense, and the you know, through the bye week that motivated the offense to figure it out or something like that. But as we've talked about before, I don't know if the offense's issues come down to just, okay, we went into the bye week and now we're back and CJ is slinging the ball like he used to, and Bobby is back to, you know, 2023 Bobby, and the offensive line doesn't suck. I mean, I don't know. We did see positive signs during the Jacksonville game for the offensive line, and I think there's signs of life in general on all of those fronts, but I would hope they can take this motivation in the bye week and make something of it. On that note, I mean, this really is meant to be a short thing, short snippet of the commute, so... I mean, do you have anything else to say before we kind of pull into work and do our jobs?
Hey, I appreciate you setting this up. This has been fun. I look forward to doing more of these. It's really, you know, a nice little something. Instead of listening to the other Sports Talk guys, you know, we can actually get out and kind of hash some stuff out, which is pretty cool. I really think this Texan team is young, and you have to, like, really lean into that. You look at teams like the Ravens and the Bills, who everybody thought had it all together 4 or 5 years ago and are just now, you know, really, really serious. I think we got to be a little patient. But, you know, everything is gravy to me at this point. I look forward to them proving me wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the Bills and Ravens specifically are teams like the Ravens always seem to be really good right up until it counts. So I wouldn't mind seeing the Texans just be this mediocre throughout the regular season, as long as in the postseason they can put it together. And then as far as the Bills go, you know, just seeing the ups and downs of what they've been as a team and how they've finally been able to kind of put it together. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad path to take either, but the Texans are very early in that development. So I'm not like, oh, it's over, we wasted CJ Stroud at level. Like, I think some fans may have kind of moved to already. But like, I think that, like we said, expectations were set really high this season really quickly because of how last season went. And I think we're just kind of getting those expectations tempered a little bit. So I'm still super excited for what this team is and what Texans football is going to be in the future. And I'm glad we're doing this too. I like having a nice little talk about where the Texans are on the commute. Especially with as much news as breaks during the week, I felt like a lot of times we kind of don't really get to talk about it till the weekend, so it's nice to get to talk about it now. But as always, thanks for tuning into the Bullpen. I'm James Roy. You can find me at James Roy NFL on Instagram and Twitter. Tom's TC Tom 1 on Instagram and Third Coast Tom on Twitter. And thanks for commuting with us. As always, stay classy, Houston, and vamos Texans.
Thanks for tuning into the Bullpen, a Texans podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and follow along for more Texans talk from the Bullpen.
Fake the handoff. Stroud looking. Stroud. End zone. Wide open. Touchdown, Collins.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.